Morning, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. Hi. We are here on 720 WGN here. Yeah. Aren't we? Yeah, that's what's going on. Here till 5. I'm your overnight dude. And we were talking a little bit earlier. I mentioned that we were going to talk about this in this segment. I wanted to open up the phone lines and the text lines to you guys at 312-981-7200. It's been a pretty funky time in the world, to say the very least. And what happened yesterday was just another addition to, feeling sort of helpless and depressed. There are times when you just want to just forget all the crap that's happening in the world and just try and have a good time and try and laugh. And what gets you out of your funk is what we're talking about. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Are there songs that you like to listen to? That's the first one that we're going to be talking about. Do you have like certain songs or music that you listen to that makes you feel happy? That if you want to feel better, you put these on. 312-981-7200. We'll get to that. And in general, if you watch certain movies, you pop them in. Or is there certain pieces of entertainment that you like that make you feel happy when you're in a funky mood? Or certain things that you do that make you happy? How do you get out of a funky mood? 312-981-7200, and we'll start with music. Hey, speaking of music, Steve and Johnny, who own this time slot, as far as I'm concerned, they have written a book called A Little More Less. They were on the show a few months ago to talk about it, and it's a terrific book. I've read it, and it's about their really great relationship that they had with the late Les Paul. And it's a great book, and they are going to be appearing at the Carroll Stream Public Library later tonight, Thursday, to sign copies of the book, A Little More Less. And they're going to tell WGN stories. They're going to talk about their friendship with Les. They're going to take questions. The Carroll Stream Public Library is located at 616 Hiawatha Drive. The event starts at 7 o'clock this evening. The book's a great Christmas present. It'll be available for a discounted price of $25 for this one evening only. And Steve and Johnny are awesome. If you've never met them, they're the nicest people in the world. They are as cool and fun and as great as you used to hear on this radio station on a regular basis right here in this time slot. Incredible people, and they had a great relationship with Les, and they wrote a terrific book about it. And they'll be there signing books. You can get a copy, a bunch of Christmas presents for other people. And it's going to be at the Carroll Stream Public Library tonight, Thursday, starting at 7 o'clock. I highly recommend going out there, getting the book, saying hi to Steve and Johnny, getting your book signed. They're going to have great stories, and it's just going to be a really, really fun and awesome evening. So go to the Carroll Stream Public Library later tonight to get your copy of A Little More Less, and Steve and Johnny will be there signing it and talking about it. And it all starts at 7 o'clock at the Carroll Stream Public Library located at 616 Hiawatha Drive. So there you go. And say, speaking of the book, a Little More Less, we were kind enough to receive... Dan, we have 12 copies to give away between now and Christmas, kind of representing the we have a copy of the book for each day of the Christmas season, the 12 days of Christmas, right?
Correct. Not technically the Christmas season because we got to finish by the 21st. So you can have it in time for Christmas.
You can have it in time for Christmas, yeah. So you'll be able to get it in time for Christmas as your Christmas gifts. And starting on Monday morning, on Monday morning show, we will each morning be giving away one copy of A Little More Less, Stephen Johnny's great book about Les Paul. And it makes a great Christmas gift. And so we'll be giving those away. We have 12 copies to give away for the Christmas holiday season. So that'll be coming up on Monday morning. And check them out tonight at the Carroll Stream Public Library. Make sure you go. Okay? All right, cool. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about things that make you happy when you're in a funky mood and open up a newspaper, go online, look at the events of the day, and you're about to, feel funky. You're about to feel bad. It's not a happy time right now. And as I was saying at the top of the show, one of the reasons why this show exists is to make people feel better, to make people laugh. I try to keep it as light as possible. And that's what this 3 hours is about each morning, is to just have some fun, have some cool guests, talk about any topic that we want to talk about, but we try to keep it as fun as possible. And I just want to keep people happy and, you know, maybe forget about their problems for a little while. And how do you do that? How do you go about forgetting your problems and being happy? Let's start with music. What kind of music do you listen to that'll make you happy? 312-981-7200 now. Esmeralda, do you have anything? Is there a go-to song or two or album that Esmeralda Leon goes to in order to forget about her problems and to feel a little better in the world?
So lately,
yeah,
it has been Taylor Swift.
See, now I got a feeling. Shake It Off?
Yeah.
See, now I got a feeling that's not the last time we're going to hear that name mentioned, because my producer, Dan Shagru, as we discovered, the night before Dan left on his extended vacation for the holidays and stuff, we celebrated Dan's birthday. By the way, happy birthday, Dan, officially, because it wasn't your birthday that morning.
Thank you.
Your birthday was on the 21st. Sorry. On the 21st. And but we discovered, because for those of you who weren't listening, Dan's lovely wife, Eileen, contacted me secretly and said, hey, I'd like to come down on the morning before Dan takes off for his birthday and for Thanksgiving. I'd like to come down to the studio. We want to surprise Dan. I'm going to bring some cupcakes. And we're going to bring some pizza. And I will surprise Dan. And she got in touch with her. She got in touch with me. We, emailed and texted back and forth and stuff, keeping it a secret from Dan. And I said, well, listen, why don't you send me a list of Dan's favorite songs, and we will use those as bumps all morning that morning. And she's like, okay. And now, Dan, how did she go about doing it? She asked you, what was her?
The way she pitched it to me was that she wanted to play more music around the house for our daughter, Emily, who's 6 months old.
Right.
So with that in mind, I started thinking of, like, strong female artists more than personal favorites.
Right.
And Eileen kept trying to steer it that way, like, but you love Pete Yorn, but you love the Smashing Pumpkins. I'm like, yeah, but Adele, Taylor Swift,
right,
you know, Florence and the Machines.
Right. You know. So that's why it was the way it was. That list was the way it was, and when Eileen sent me the list, she texted me the list that she's like, "You're not going to believe how many Taylor Swift songs are on this list," and I looked at it and I was like, "I think my producer's gone nuts."
I could see that happen though, because when we were doing some other thing, he kept playing the Guilty Pleasure ones. You were playing a bunch of Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Yeah.
You had one of them was your jam.
Blank Space, yeah.
That's your jam. Okay. Hey, by the way, and I know that you mentioned Adele, and Adele, how many albums has she sold now? 70 trillion, I believe, is the actual number.
Right around that.
She sold 70 trillion albums. What's her new album called, 25?
25, yes.
Okay. Now, I haven't talked to you since the McConaughey episode of SNL, which was like the Thanksgiving episode. That was your birthday. It aired on your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been your birthday when that aired. So you've seen it.
Yeah, I saw like two or three sketches.
Oh, you saw some of it.
Her.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I'm assuming you saw the Thanksgiving dinner table Adele thing?
No, I did not see that.
Oh, my God, Dan, you haven't seen that? Oh, you have to see it. Esmeralda, you've seen it, right?
Yes, it's hilarious.
It is absolutely hysterical, Dan. You have to see it. It's a filmed thing, you know, like a digital short thing. And it's about this family at the dinner table, and somebody brings up, like, politics at the dinner table, world stuff, and, you know, they bring up the, you know, Muslim issue. They bring up Syrian refugees at the dinner table. And the only thing that makes everybody unite is Adele when they play Hello.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a little girl at the dinner table, and she just gets up, walks over to the boombox, and presses play, and everybody starts singing along. And then gradually, Dan, they transform into Adele. Like they have nails, they have perfectly nails, they have the hair, the gigantic eyelashes. It's really funny. I mean, really funny. And that was a pretty strong episode, the McConaughey. And I'm not just saying that, you know, because my main man McConaughey, the patron saint of this here show, was the host. It was actually the best written show of the season, which, you know, sadly is not saying much. The Elizabeth Banks episode was pretty funny, too. And that had more to do with Elizabeth Banks being, like, brilliant. So I really liked the bit. Esmeralda, did you see the whole McConaughey episode?
I did not.
Okay. But you can see parts of it online and stuff.
Yes.
Did you see the game show bit that they did? Should I chime in on this?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you got to see that. That was like Facebook come to life. It really was, man. It really, really was. It was like, should I chime in on this? That was the game show. And the host, of course, now, since Bill Hader left the show, do you know who now is like all the game, who plays all the game show hosts? Because it was always Hader. Like 90% of game show parodies that they did when Hader was in the cast, Hader played the game show host. 90% of the time. Now it's Keenan. Keenan Thompson is now playing. He's like playing again, and not to mention his hilarious Steve Harvey when they do the Family Feud bits. His Steve Harvey is hysterical. You like the buttons on my suit, player? There's 63 buttons on this suit, player. I had each one individually brought in from Italy, player. That makes me happy. So, Dan, you got to see that sketch, man. You will lose it. It's really – and McConaughey in drag at some point. He plays grandpa. He's the old grandpa sitting at the table. And then as the song progresses, he gradually, as everybody else does at the table, gets the fingernails and the hair. And wind machines come on and stuff. It's really funny. Now, Dan, what about you? You are you in the Taylor Swift camp as well? Does that make you happy?
Yeah, and like, coincidentally, the first name that came to mind was Adele. And even though, like, Hello is a very sad song.
Yes, it is.
We were talking about it over the holidays. And the thing about Adele is, like, every time she comes out with new music, you're listening to radio and you're like, oh yeah, there's a couple good songs on, and then Adele comes out, it's like, man, that is so much better than everything else out there. And like, so like, I think kind of in a weird way, my answer is like excellence. I always kind of turn to things that I know are excellent.
Yeah.
Whether it's like authors or movies or TV shows, like shows I know I'm guaranteed to like find interesting and enjoy, and like that always makes me feel better.
That's an interesting take.
Yeah,
man.
I don't know if it gives me hope because it's like we're still capable of doing wonderful things.
No, that's good, man. Yeah. That's a great way of looking at it. That's a really interesting take, man.
Now, is there anything to say to be sad? To like accept, like to kind of wrap yourself in the sad.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
To revel in it.
Yeah. I had like my super secret sad CD mix.
You do?
Yeah. You cry it out. Well, and then like you just feel a little better.
I'm all for that, you guys. You guys, people who know me or know my tastes, know that I like to revel in it. I mean, my favorite movie, for God's sake, my favorite movie of all time is Magnolia.
When I saw that, I was bawling.
Magnolia?
Yes.
Oh, every time I see it. I can't tell you the number. I know every line of dialogue from that movie, and it kills me every time I see it. I mean, every single time. When I hear Wise Up by Amy Mann, I'm like,
What about the other one?
Save Me.
Oh, my gosh.
All the songs on that.
I can't even.
Yeah, it's just the best. It's the best movie ever. So what do you do to get happy? Maybe you revel in the sadness. Some of us do. Some of us absolutely do. People always ask me, how can you watch Magnolia over and over and over again? Because it's just such a emotionally exhaustive movie. And, yeah. Yeah. Esmeralda's boogieing. Yeah. Esmeralda has become Esmeralda the Heartmelda one morning early. And Dan Shugru has become DJ Shugru. He's not wearing they're not wearing their costumes. As they normally do on Friday. We'll save that officially for Fly Jams Friday.
I will say every time I leave work, I become Esmeralda the Heartmelda I walk down the empty streets of downtown Chicago.
Yeah. By the way, I have to say, Esmeralda, I do love some of those posts that you do when you're walking like to the train or whatever in the middle of the morning, late in the morning, like five, when you leave here at 5-ish.
Right.
I love to look at your posts.
Oh, thanks.
So they're great. And some of them are hilarious. What was the one that you did? There was was it right outside there was a fountain? You posted a picture of some fountain. I can't remember what it was. Dan, do you remember?
Yeah, it was like Halloween time, and so the fountain was orange.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. It just looked kind of gross because it was orange.
Yeah. It was like you said, it was like, what is it, a rusty water? It just looked weird.
Well, it did look weird because it was orange. I was like, you could have picked a better color.
I also, I don't know, Dan, did you see the post that she did with the ceramic rabbit across the street from her place?
I didn't see that one.
Which, by the way, I always walk by and I stare at it. I leer at it because I'm like, there's something there. You're not here. You're here for a reason, rabbit.
Well, explain a little bit, Esmeralda, as to what are we talking about? There's a ceramic rabbit in the yard of a church that you live near.
Yeah, so there's a church, and it's just this cornered, like a fenced-in little area with a tree. And just one day when I was coming home, I walk by it, and there's this ceramic rabbit just sitting there in the grass. It's not like a big one. It's kind of a fairly small one. I'm just like, what is it doing there?
Well, when I saw the picture that you posted of it that morning, I didn't read your description or your post right away. I looked at the picture, and I thought it was real. I thought you actually...
I mean, I kind of thought it was, too, and I got closer, and it's got, you know, it's like an Easter Bunny kind of rabbit.
Yeah. But I looked at it, and I was like, wow, that's something. She got a picture of a rabbit. Because, you know, rabbits go, they are scurry around. They run away.
Oh, yeah. They get out of Dodge.
Oh, yeah. And then I read your description of it, and for some reason there's a very small ceramic rabbit in this small courtyard at this church.
Right, and it's just weird, and it's got this look on its in its eyeballs. I don't know.
Mm.
It looks like it's up to something.
Okay, no good. That rabbit's up to no good.
And then I also hashtagged it with Buffy, because there's Buffy the Vampire Slayer. There's that one person who thinks rabbits are evil.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
If you're into Buffy, you know.
I'm not, but I appreciate the thought. And I like the way that you said, yeah, so I hashtagged it Buffy, and then, like, because I'm an idiot, you said, you know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Because, you know, there's that other Buffy thing.
There are other Buffies, aren't there? There are other Buffies. Buffy.
What was that college movie with John Belushi?
What was that college movie with John Belushi? Do you mean Animal House,
yes,
perhaps?
I couldn't remember, sorry.
Buffy?
Right? Wasn't one of them named Buffy, one of those sorority
girls?
No,
that was Bunny.
Oh, Bunny. Okay. Yeah. Close.
Bunny. No, Bunny, Buffy, and it was a bunny. It was a ceramic bunny, you
there
see?
You brought it back.
See? That's what you call it. We all are professional broadcasters on this show. All right, what makes you happy? 312-981-7200, and I'm sure it all involves Taylor Swift. All right, we'll take a break. The news is up next. A lovely day. On 720 WGN. And, the world is crap. But we want to forget about that sometimes, you know. What's been going on in this world, especially in light of yesterday's events in California. What do you do to get out of that funk, to just shake it off for a while, which, no pun intended, because that's the name of the Taylor Swift. song. And that is on this list that we have here of the 20 songs that are guaranteed to make you happy. And that, of course, is Lovely Day by Bill Withers, which, by the way, is a fly jam. And I'd like to dedicate that to my man Maximus. Dan, you know that Maximus is on his way. I would imagine Maximus is on his way in. Kevin Powell, the producer of the Steve Cochran program.
If he isn't here already.
Yeah, he is on his way in. So I'm hoping that he heard Lovely Day by Bill Withers, because that's dedicated to Maximus, who is on his way to the Coliseum right now to fight lions, and then ask, are you not entertained? I believe, doesn't he say that all the time during the Cochran show? Doesn't he always, like, if Cochran asks him to do something, doesn't he say, are you not entertained?
Did you just call Steve Cochran a lion?
No, not at all. Not at all. He's a pussycat.
Steve Cochran. He'd be the audience, wouldn't
he? Yeah.
I don't know if Maximus would be asking the lion if he was entertained.
No, that's true. Are you not entertained? Well, then who did Joaquin Phoenix play in that? What was his name in that movie? I don't remember. You know, am I the only one that thinks that movie sucks? Am I the only one that thinks that Gladiator sucks? I remember seeing it going, what the hell's the big deal? It was cool to see Oliver Reed in his last movie, because Oliver Reed is my main man. But I don't remember Joaquin Phoenix. Who did he play?
Commodus.
Okay, Commodus. You knew you had to have an us on the end of it. So Maximus is talking to Commodus. Because I can see, you know, like, if there's a bad guest on the show that Steve is not enjoying, I can see him doing the thumbs down and having Kevin hang up on him. I can totally see that. I can see the thumbs down from Steve Cochran, and Maximus has to hang up on that person. So anyway, Lovely Day by Bill Withers, and I agree, that is a song that makes everybody happy, that makes you very happy. And we'll take a look at some of these other songs that are guaranteed to make you happy in a pretty crappy world. And we're trying to make each other happy and keep each other at least entertained and laughing. And that's what I try to do for 3 hours every morning here on Dolegian, is just try to entertain you, keep you happy as you get up in the morning or go to sleep at night. Mark in Hershey, Pennsylvania says, walking on sunshine but Katrina in the waves is guaranteed to turn a frown upside down. Not in my world. Yeah, that one's not up on my list of songs.
I always think of the High Fidelity, Jack Black going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
No, all right.
No, I do too. I do too.
I know, but I see it fondly. I think of it fondly.
Oh, you think of it fondly? No, I think of it. I don't remember. I only saw High Fidelity once for personal reasons, and I'll tell you about it later.
He just freaks out. He has a freak out.
But he hates it, right?
No, he loves
it. Oh, who hates it? Cusack?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. Rob hates it. Yeah, that's right, because that's in the book, too. Right. Mark says the song Turn It On by the Flaming Lips. You know, there's a lot of Flaming Lips songs that would do that. A lot of Flaming Lips songs make me happy. You know? I'll give you a whole Flaming Lips album that makes me very happy. Put on Soft Bulletin from beginning to end. That's one of those, that to me, that's one of those, you know, you do the old, speaking of High Fidelity, do the old Desert Island list, the Desert Island discs. Soft Bulletin is right up there, man. That is a phenomenal album. And here's another one, though. Here's another thing, though, about that. If there are people out there who love the Flaming Lips and make fun of Yes, you're wrong. Because Soft Bulletin is the album that is the best album that Yes never made. So all the people like the Flaming Lips fans are like, yeah, Yes, prog rock sucks. They, you know what? Flaming Lips made about 4 prog rock records right there in a row. What was that one with the monster versus the what's his face?
Yoshimi battles Pink Robot.
Yeah, see, that's a concept. That's a prog rock album, man. Walking around in a big ball on top of people's heads. Come on, that's prog. Have you heard, by the way, Esmeralda? Now I know that you know the Flaming Lips very well, because if you were ever bartending while I was in the Hungry Brain, you heard about 2,700 Flaming Lips songs.
We might have popped it out already.
Really? Because I played the hell out of it. Maybe. There were like 3 Flaming Lips CDs on that jukebox.
They might have changed it up a bit.
Okay. Heath says, hey, Nick, thanks for picking this topic. I heard the news today, and I had to turn on Pandora to just go somewhere else for a while. I don't blame you. I had a, you know, similar experience just a couple of weeks ago when the terrorist attack happened in Paris. I was at the movies when it happened. I saw Spotlight followed up by Brooklyn in one day. And it was like four and a half hours of happiness in that movie theater. I saw two of what I consider two of the best films of the year. Brooklyn is an especially joyful experience. Like, it's a lovely movie. And I'm all happy. I get home from the movie and I'm checking like the Facebook thing, and I look online and I see what's going on in Paris, and I was like, I can't deal with this. So I put on Used Cars. I just popped in Used Cars. I couldn't think of anything else, and Used Cars is my favorite comedy. I put it on and I laughed. So, but we got other songs here. What about All You Need Is Love by the Beatles? That's on the list. I would agree with that.
I'd say a lot of Beatles.
Lots of, yeah, I agree. A lot of Beatles songs.
Pretty happy.
A lot of, even if you want to see some sad songs, too, like by the Beatles.
Because they're mostly about love, too.
Most of them are, yeah, aren't they?
Even if they are sad, it's like, oh, that girl didn't call you back.
Here's John on WGN. Hey, John.
Oh, hi, Nick. How are you?
All right.
I like to listen to the middle period Kinks albums to cheer me up.
Yeah, Kinks, man.
That would be Face to Face, Something Else, and Village Green Preservation Society.
Great records, man. Yeah, the Kinks. Well, you know, during our Monday morning movie reviews, did you listen to the Monday morning movie reviews, John?
Yeah.
We play Celluloid Heroes.
That's a little bit later.
Yeah, we play that. Oh, I know it is, but I'm just saying as far as Kinks go. But we play Celluloid Heroes as one of our bump backs.
Oh, yeah. I love those songs.
I do, too. Right. Me, too. I love the Kinks. They're great. That's a great one.
The Kinks never really toured that much. I think maybe once they played in DeKalb.
Yeah.
And I saw them in the 80s in Cedar Rapids, and that's it. I mean, like...
Yeah, The Davies brothers don't get along very well.
From what I heard, Mick Avery, who's the drummer, doesn't get along with Dave Davies.
Right.
Originally, Mick Avery was in the Rolling Stones.
Right.
Believe it or not.
Right. Okay, listen, John, I got to run. Thank you, though.
Okay,
take care.
Bye. Again.
The Kinks. You got to love the Kinks, man. Got to love them. Let's see. Joe says, I try to stay away from national news coverage. Hard to do, man. Hard to do. And remember, there's a big difference between news coverage and what you get on the internet. Please, please keep that in mind. By the way, if anybody is watching South Park this season, what an extraordinarily brilliant season of South Park that's happening right now. That's a show that gets better. I mean, that show's been on for almost 20 years now, right? It's got to be almost 20 years. And it's better now than it's ever been. It's brilliant. It's brilliant satire and potent satire. Not for everybody, obviously. But there's, I mean, it's one of the best shows ever. And this season, maybe the best. I mean, it's as good as it's ever been, if not better. And this season is all like one. They're doing a connected. It's not one-off shows. This season is connected. It's one story. And it's pretty spectacularly brilliant. Trey Parker, man. And his John Oates, Matt Stone, who is his Garfunkel, who is his Andrew Ridgely. So, all right, we got a break here. What makes you happy? What songs make you happy? For me, and I'll say this, maybe we can come back with it, Dan. We'll come back with my favorite song that no matter what kind of mood I'm in, if you put it on, it makes me happy. And that's... Don't You Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder. That's the song that no matter when I hear it, it's just like, oh, yeah, I know what happiness is. It's this. So we got a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back with more. 312-981-7200. Here's your forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, a high near 41. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 36 for Fly Jams Friday. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 49. Saturday, even warmer. Check this out. More sunshine, high near 54. That should make you happy. How about that? December 5th, and it's going to be close to 60 degrees in Chicago? How about that? And then somebody's going to say global warming. And then bum everybody.
Say.
Yeah, everybody's going to get Debbie Downer will come in.
Should be kind of scary.
Wah, wah. Wait, oh, I have that, don't I? Yeah, wait, hold on. Yeah, well, hold on. I got it. Yeah, so it's going to be almost 60 degrees on Saturday. Oh, yeah? Yeah, aren't you worried about global warming?
Yeah. Might as well enjoy it, though.
Pieces, don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
This song rules, man. God, I love this song. It is not Fly Jams Friday. I just so happen to have a Fly Jam as my favorite song that makes me happy. Yeah, so we're talking about, you know, when you're bummed out, when the world is a mess, as it kind of is right now. How do you get away from that stuff, man? How do you make yourself happy? And what songs make you happy? What entertainment makes you happy? What do you do to stay away and stay up? 312-981-7200. That's my choice. For probably my favorite song that makes me happy is "Don't You Worry About a Thing" by Stevie Wonder. I love that song so much. You ever see the movie "Hey Esmeralda"? You ever see the movie "Holy Man"? With Eddie Murphy?
Oh, gosh, no.
Well, that's the correct response.
Oh, boy.
Horrendous movie.
I don't see many movies, but I know not to watch that one.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. And it was terrible. And I sat through it, you know, as I have to with bad movies. People are like, yeah, man, you know, part of your job is you get to see movies and stuff. You get paid for your opinion for movies. That's awesome. Well, not really, because, you know, I've seen pretty much all the Tyler Perry movies, and you don't have to. You know, like people are like, yeah, your job is awesome, man. It is. I do have an awesome job. Yeah, it's because you get to see all the movies. You get to see movies. I said, yeah, I saw all the Tyler Perry movies. I've seen every Ernest movie. I've seen him go to camp. I've seen him go to jail. I've seen him scared. Yeah. I actually don't hate the Ernest movies. I got to be quite honest with you. I don't. But here's the thing about Holy Man, okay? So I'm sitting through this movie, a horrendous movie. And Eddie Murphy has made a plethora of crappy movies, okay? He's made some horrendous movies, and that one definitely foots the bill, and no question about it. But I actually, because at the very end, they play Don't You Worry About a Thing, I sat through all of the end credits of that movie. I didn't want to get out of there quicker. Like, when it wasn't possible for me to want to leave faster from that theater when it ended. Because it was such a horrendous movie, I was like, oh, God, I can't wait to get the hell out of here. And then the end credits come on, and Don't You Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder comes on. I'm like, well, I'm going to sit here for another 4 minutes because I adore this song. So, hey, you just heard just a couple of seconds ago about Lou Manfredini's Hometown Voices. Well, check this out. Come out and join Lou Manfredini this Saturday. This Saturday, December 5th, he broadcasts live from By the Yard Outdoor Furniture Store in Vernon Hills. You can enjoy breakfast courtesy of By the Yard and check out their festive showroom to get you in the holiday spirit. You'll also have a chance to win prizes, including gift certificates to the store. The event is sponsored By the Yard, which offers a huge selection of sustainable patio and outdoor furniture. Find out more details at WGNradio.com/events. That's this Saturday at By the Yard Outdoor Furniture, Vernon Hills. Join my main man, Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. All right. All right. What makes you happy? 312-981-7200. Here is Mark on WGN. Hi, Mark.
Oh, Nick, I'm with you on that Stevie Wonder. I've got one of the audiophile versions of it, and I love to turn that thing up and shake the whole house apart.
Yeah.
Gives me a new lease on life.
Great song. Great song.
If you only know Mike Oldfield for theme from The Exorcist, you don't know anything about Mike Oldfield.
Right.
And he's really underappreciated in this country. It turns out that after he became famous off of that Tubular Bells music, he couldn't handle it. He retreated to a little place that he bought called Hergest Ridge, and he liked living there so much that he wrote an album about it. And that album is good because it gives you both sides of happiness, the tranquility and the exuberance. And there's a lot of Celtic influence on it, Spanish influence. But if you want to listen to an album that is going to lift your spirits right out of the mire, that is a good one. Hergest Ridge, H-E-R-G-E-S-T. And he wrote it, for all the emotional difficulties that he has been through. It's amazing how exuberant his music is. The thing lasts about 38 minutes, and of all his albums, I would recommend that one, which is his second one, for just sheer mood lifting. And like I say, it's not only exuberant, it's also tranquil. It'll calm your nerves.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Yeah, Mike Oldfield falls into the prog rock category when Mark said that it lasts 38 minutes. Yeah, a lot of Mike Oldfield. By the way, Tubular Bells, which became the music that they used in The Exorcist. That existed before The Exorcist was made into a, it was a movie. That was an actual, Mike Oldfield, you know, had that album, and it was before The Exorcist came out. So what's weird about it is, like, people would, like, because Mike Oldfield's a prog rock guy, and prog rock, a lot of people enjoy blowing weed, getting in extraordinarily high, and then putting on prog rock. So people would blow weed and get high and listen to Mike Oldfield. But then, like, the movie comes out, and then people are like, oh, man, you're harshing my high, man. Now I hear this, and I think of little girls throwing up and heads spinning around. And man, come on, man, don't do that. Don't be associating Mike Oldfield and my weed with that. So, here is Trucker Rich on WGNA. Rich,
hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right.
Hey, I got two songs, but they're back. I play them back to back on my MP3 player. That when I'm in a funk. Back in, 91, I guess it was, when we were leaving the Middle East, getting on the plane to come home, somebody threw on, "We Got to Get Out of This Place" by the Eric Burden and the Animals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, of course, we didn't get to fly home on the 747. We got stuck on a cargo plane, but, hey, at least we were coming home. But the pilot, as he was flying into Chicago to land at O'Hare to, you know, bring us home, he threw on Lakeshore Drive.
Oh, sure.
As he flew up the lakefront. So when I get down, I just think, hey, it couldn't have been no worse than that time.
That's
just throw them two on and pay it.
There you go. And, you know, it's interesting, Rich, like your angle is a little bit different, just like Dan's angle was a little bit different as well about what you can do or absorb to make yourself happy. It's interesting because, like, we got to get out of this place. Lakeshore Drive aren't necessarily the happiest songs that you think of, but because those songs are just associated with happy times for you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's a situational thing I'm saying it right.
Absolutely,
so, yeah,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
A lot of people wouldn't look at it that way, but I do.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I mean, so we all got our own ways.
You got it, Rich. All right, man. Have a great morning. Okay, buddy?
You too. Thanks.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Michael says that he prays like crazy at times like this. Karen says Weezer's Island in the Sun. Does everybody in Weezer wear glasses?
No.
Oh, they don't?
I don't think so.
I thought it was a requirement to be in Weezer. You had to wear black rimmed glasses.
No, just the lead singer.
Okay. Well, you would know because you're younger than me. I'm old man Swanson here. You know, you're like, yeah, that Weezer, those damn kids. All right, we got to take a break. We got the news coming up next. What songs make you happy? What makes you happy in general? What do you do? What do you watch, movies or TV? What makes you happy in this crazy world? We need that. Wake me up before you go. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham. We were talking about things that make you happy. We're starting out talking about songs. Anything else that makes you happy? How do you deal with depression and sadness when every time you turn on a TV or go online, something horrible happens? And this is in light of the horrible rampage that happened in California yesterday. Just to add to the many other shootings and really bad, bad news that has been consistently happening lately. How do you get out of that funk? How do you make yourself happy? We have a list here of from the author of The Art of Hope, Health, and Happiness, his 20 songs that are guaranteed to make you happy, and he includes Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Now, I am an unapologetic Wham fan. I happen to love Wham, and I happen to love George Michael. I don't care. It says, critics dismissed Wham as fluff, but teenage girls knew better. The duo's 1984 number one song is guaranteed to put it into your step, pop at its brightest and breeziest. Well, there you go. Esmeralda, are you a Wham fan?
Yes. I only know a couple.
What?
You know, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, and then the one about, the one with the saxophone. The saxophone solo. Wait,
the one with the saxophone. Oh, Careless Whisper?
Yes. And then the Christmas one.
Oh, okay. That's all you know by Wham?
I think so.
Come on. Really?
Yeah, I think so.
They had
just the hits.
They had more hits than that. How about you remember Everything She Wants?
No.
You say, what was that? You tell me that you're having my baby. I tell you that I'm happy if you want me to. See, and by the way, that sounds exactly like what the song sounds like, so you should be able to recognize it immediately.
Nothing. I got nothing.
No? That's Everything She Wants.
Okay.
Everything she wants is everything she sees.
Great. Got nothing.
Come on, man.
Sorry.
How about, oh, man. Hey, sucker. What the hell's got into you?
I do not know that one, but I think I would remember that one. That's, wow.
It's a Wham.
I'll have to look into it.
That was when they were Wham UK. Their first album, they were actually called Wham UK.
Was there a Wham USA?
I don't think so. I don't know why they would have to distinguish themselves. But then they just became Wham. They had more hits. Why am I blanking on the Wham hits? Because they had more than just, like...
they don't exist?
No, man! Come on, man! Everything She Wants was a hit. Careless Whisper, obviously one of the best songs ever. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. That the first album, there were two hits off the first album. Dan, find the tracking listing of the Wham UK album. Young Guns, having some fun. The Young Guns was a hit. But there were more. Now, what about George Michael solo? Are you familiar with George Michael solo, Esmeralda?
Well, yeah. The one where,
the one? He had like 800 hits.
No, he's got more. He's got the one about being a daddy or something. What's the
father
one?
Figure?
There you go. I swear I know these. I just like, I blank. I'm blanking at the moment.
Father figure. You remember
then,
father? Faith.
Yeah, faith. I really like
freedom.
I really like freedom.
Freedom was also a Wham song.
Okay, so I like Freedom 90.
Freedom 90 was the one with the video with all those supermodels singing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
What else does he have?
But I don't want to get into this, man. Right. Well, he had Listen Without Prejudice, Volume 1, which never had a Volume 2.
Okay.
But it had Praying for Time, which is a great song. And actually, what was the real big hit? Praying for Time is the one that I liked. Oh, Freedom is on that album. Freedom 90? No, Freedom 90 is on that album? Yeah, Freedom 90 is on that album because it's not on Faith. Faith has Monkey on it. It's got, I can't believe I'm blanking on all this. I'm a huge George Michael fan. Oh, man. No backup, DJ Shagru? You don't like Wham?
I'm just trying to wade through all the wiki information about
Of Wham? Is it all about Andrew Ridgely? Is there like 6 pages on Andrew Ridgely?
I keep scrolling down and there's just more and more.
The Matt Stone of Wham?
Oh, there's the I Want Your Sex one.
That's right, I Want Your Sex.
There's that song.
That song rules.
That's about it.
That's on Faith.
I will say to your point that they had a lot of singles released in a very short amount of time. In 4 years, they had like 12 singles that charted.
Well, start rattling off the titles.
From the top, 1982 Young Guns.
Right.
Wham Rap.
Wham Rap.
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys. That's the other one. Bad Boys. That's a great song.
Club Tropicana.
Uh-huh.
Club Fantastic Megamix.
Uh-huh.
Apparently there was a shortage of song title.
Right. Names.
Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, Careless Whisper, Metro Freedom, 1984. Everything She Wants, Last Christmas, I'm Your Man.
Oh, yeah. I'm your man. You know, if you're going to do it right. That song rules.
The Edge of Heaven.
Okay.
Where Did Your Heart Go?
Where Did Your Heart Go is a jam. Okay.
Apparently they released Last Christmas like 8 times.
Yeah, every year it came out. Like they did a remix every year of Last Christmas. That's a great song. See, Esmeralda? They had 47 hits.
good for them.
I happen to love Wham. Oh, man. And George Michael rules. I was like, when nobody can replace, by the way, nobody can replace Freddie Mercury. You want to talk about making me happy? Watching Freddie Mercury work a stadium is pretty unbelievable. Watching him, he's the best front man in the history of music. The best front man in the history of rock is Freddie Mercury. And when Freddie died and Queen was going to continue on, I thought that they should have replaced, not replaced, but who should have taken, who became the singer for Queen should have been George Michael. He did, when Freddie Mercury passed away, right around this time, he passed away in November of 1991. They did like a special at Wembley with a bunch of all-stars showing up and singing songs and stuff as a tribute to Freddie. George Michael came out and did Somebody to Love, which is not... Well, first of all, no songs by Queen are easy to sing because Freddie Mercury is the best rock vocalist of all time. But particularly that song. And George Michael came out and crushed it, like completely. Like if you can see it online. If you go to like YouTube and you YouTube George Michael, Somebody to Love, like 1991, and just that performance, it's unbelievable. And I thought for sure that he was going to be the guy that if they were going to continue, that would be your choice. So it was a weird choice to have Paul Rogers take over. Not a bad choice because Paul Rogers is a completely different kind of singer. And then now what's his lips from the American Idol? Is the Adam Lambert. He's now the dude singing the Queen stuff.
Yes.
He's a pretty good choice, I guess. So Wham rules, Esmeralda.
I didn't say they didn't.
Yes, you did.
I just said I didn't know that many songs.
I can't believe the brick walls that have been put up by DJ Shagru and Esmeralda the Heartmelda because of my love for Wham.
I've been enlightened now, though.
47 hits. George Michael's solo career, 107 top 100 hits.
I could believe it.
In a week.
Good for him.
Our texter Harold may have found a bridge between Esmeralda, Wham, and you, which we will play after weather and traffic.
So Harold found a bridge that will bring Esmeralda and I closer together because of Wham. Well, Wham.
Yeah, I'll have to do some research.
The bridge between me and Esmeralda in the world of Wham, you mean? In the Wham, as I like to refer to it, in the Wham world.
The Whamiverse?
Okay. This is Harold suggested this. I did not know this existed. Esmeralda, did you know that Taylor Swift covered Last Christmas by Wham?
I did not.
Wow.
Did we build that bridge?
That might be the bridge.
Are we going to meet midway? Feed the ducks?
Now, how do you feel, by the way, about Aretha Franklin?
What?
How do you feel about
Aretha? She's amazing.
Okay, Dan, can you find that bridge? Just Google Aretha Franklin, George Michael for me. And while DJ Shagru is working on that, hey, Steve and Johnny are going to be appearing at the Carroll Stream Public Library later tonight, Thursday. They're going to be signing copies of their book, A Little More or Less. A great book, two great people, legends. I'm just filling in for them until they come back, essentially. As far as I'm concerned, they will always own this time slot, and I thank them for it. They are going to be there, Carroll Stream Public Library, A Little More or Less, which is about their great friendship with Les Paul. They're going to tell WGN stories, talk about their relationship and friendship with Les. They're going to take questions, sign books. The Carroll Stream Public Library is located at 616 Hiawatha Drive. The event is this evening at 7 o'clock. Carroll Stream Public Library. It's a great Christmas present, by the way. It's only $25 at a discounted price for one evening only. So tonight, go say hi to Steve and Johnny, shake their hands, get your book signed, pick up a copy of A Little More or Less, and hear some great stories at the Carroll Stream Public Library, 616 Hiawatha Drive. It all starts at 7 p.m. with Steve and Johnny at the Carroll Stream Public Library. Make sure you go. And by the way, we are going to have, representing the 12 days of Christmas, each morning for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be giving away copies of A Little More or Less. We'll have a copy to give away each morning starting on Monday. So stay tuned for that. Steve and Johnny at the Carroll Stream Public Library tonight. When the river was deep, I didn't falter. The mountain was high, I still believe. The valley was low, he didn't stop me. No, no. I knew you were waiting. I knew you were waiting for me. Yeah. This song makes me happy. Are you familiar with that song?
No, I'm not.
You got to hear the whole thing, Esmeralda. It's great. It's Knew You Were Waiting For Me, George Michael and Aretha Franklin. Great song. I want to say 86, maybe. 86, 87, maybe.
I mean, definitely 80s.
Oh, yeah. Without,
I can feel it.
Without question, yeah. But yeah, that's a great combination of the Queen of Soul and the man, George Michael. Yeah, so check that. You got to check out the video too. It's a blast. It's 80s, Esmeralda. It's so 80s.
I did see, I think, some screenshots.
Yeah,
he's, you know, holding her shoulders.
Oh yeah, you don't even play around, man. Don't. All right. What songs make you happy? What gets you happy? Here is Jim on WGN. Hey, Jim.
Hey there, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
Well, you know, I tell you, I got to agree with you with the George Michael thing. I'm a metalhead, but I'm a connoisseur of good stuff, and he is quite good at what he does, and I agree with the Queen thing. But what makes me happy is a little bit of magic power, some triumph.
Triumph, yeah.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
And, you know, another one, and I guarantee you this album is forgotten about, The Roaring Silence, Manfred Mann.
Oh, yeah, Manfred Mann. Yeah.
1976.
Sure.
And he does the Blinded by the Light and Singing the Dolphin Through. Great album.
Yeah.
Great album.
Great stuff. All right, Jim, thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Have a great morning. Triumph, man. You know where they're from, Esmeralda?
Canada.
That's exactly right. They're no Saga, which is, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but the signs that lead into Canada as you drive into Canada from the United States. Canada, the home of Saga.
Right.
That's what it says when they welcome you into Canada.
Now, I wonder where Triumph is from.
What part of Canada?
Yeah, and then what part of Canada is Saga from? So if, like, they're from one side, does that one say home
I see.
Of Triumph?
I see.
And then the other one says home of Saga.
I see. Home of Triumph. Home, like, if it's like, you know, Ontario is the home of Triumph.
Right.
But like Windsor is Ontario. But like Toronto is the home of Saga.
Exactly.
Hmm. I've been to Montreal.
Did you see a sign?
Well, this was pre-Saga.
Oh, okay.
And I've been to Toronto, though, many times, pre- and post-Saga, to go up to see the Hawks play the Leafs. So I have, and I actually made the sign. I just want you to know that. I'm responsible for
stapled it up
for the Saga signs that are all over Canada. That's my doing. They're just in Toronto, by the way.
I think I heard a news story.
Did you? The Saga signs suddenly popped up because of me? All right, we got a break. What makes you happy? I do want to thank Jimmy the Bread Guy who mentions that the Nick D Show podcasts make him happy. Thank you, man. That's the whole point. Let's take a break. We got the news coming up. Things that make you happy, songs that make you happy. My dad called in, and this is a song that makes him really happy. It's called Jackson Stomp by Tuba Skinny. Tuba Skinny is this New Orleans, Louisiana band, and that's one of their sort of traditional songs that my dad enjoys. And by the way, I've been at my parents' house while my dad will play that video on YouTube over and over again until my mom goes, "Turn it off!" But it makes my dad happy, so there you go. Talking about what makes you happy, songs, stuff like that. It's kind of a crappy world, and some really horrible stuff has been happening lately. And in light of the events of, you know, yesterday and even, you know, obviously for the past couple of years and even more, I'm asking you what makes you happy and what gets you out of a funk that you could be in if you just, turn on your TV or go to the internet. Billy says, the future's so bright I gotta wear shades. Whatever happened to Timbuk 3? Anybody know what happened to those guys? They never had another hit. They were definitely a one-hit wonder. And weren't they a married couple, if I remember correctly? Wonder whatever happened to them. Timbuk 3. 815 area code, What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Yep. Great song, beautiful song. 630 area code says, I'm old school. When I want to get into a good mood, I put on Get This Party Started by Pink, Don't Laugh. That song rules. You got to enjoy the Get the Party Started by the Pink. Hey, when did Pink just start, when did she become a trapeze act? When did that happen? When did Pink start flying around on trapezes? Been a few years now, right? Yeah.
I just saw she's, I think, the ambassador for UNICEF now.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I think it
was UNICEF.
I didn't know that. I like Pink.
No, yeah.
I think she's cool.
I like her too. I used to date a dude who lived in the same town she was from.
Where's she from?
Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
Doylestown?
Yeah.
Wow. Where is it? Is it near Pittsburgh or is it near...
Hour maybe from Philly.
Hour from Philly.
I think.
All right.
Hour or two.
Jay says Petula Clark's song Downtown and I Know a Place both have messages that make me think that life is cool. Jimbo says, how about Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin?
I think Bobby McFerrin doesn't even like that song anymore, right?
And then Jimbo says, whatever happened to him? I don't know what happened to Bobby McFerrin.
Probably.
I think he's still
living on an island somewhere.
I think the guy's still, because he was a jazz, you know, pretty much a jazz artist. But then he had that huge crossover hit with that. Oh, God, I hate that song.
I want to say he doesn't like it either anymore. Like, he won't play it.
But the fact that he even liked it. Oh.
I'm sure he made a lot of money off
of it. Oh, he made a ton. That thing was huge. You could not turn on the radio in, like, 88 without hearing that damn song. It was everywhere.
Ooh, and then he had Robin Williams in the video.
In the video, yeah. You ever see the Key and Peele with it was Bobby McFerrin and, who's the other artist who, like, does mouth stuff? Wow, God. All right, yeah, it's straight out of context, ladies and gentlemen. Listen 24/7. When anybody on this radio station says something that you can take out of context and it sounds dirty, anybody is a target. You jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. I just said one. But everybody from the morning show through this show. And whenever I'm mentioned, you want to be a spy? Me or the show is mentioned in any capacity on any show. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com.
By the way, could someone please listen very carefully so we can get Maximus on the Straight Out of Context?
You want Maximus to be a... Yeah.
He's always calling us out.
He is. Well, he lives for that.
I don't think he's ever...
He has.
Has he?
Yeah. Not very often.
I think he's careful with his words.
He is. Yeah. So, James says, understanding I have good people in my life, and when I look away from the TV and the internet, things are pretty good. Well, that's nice. 630 area code, Mr. Blue Sky by ELO. That's a great choice.
Oh, that is.
I love that song. John says, I listened to your show. I've been listening since high school, and that was 16 years ago. Oh, thank you, John. Your pop culture topics and your humor and love of movies has helped me through a lot of difficult times. Thank you, John. See, that's why this job is great.
That is nice.
It's nice. 630 area code says, how about Bob Marley's Three Little Birds? Oh, okay. someone blowing weed this morning. Nancy says, up on the roof by the Drifters. Okay. Susan says, anything by the Doobie Brothers. Ooh. The Doobies. 815 area code says, Blind Guardian, curse my name. Hmm.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't either. One song I listen to that makes me happy says, Beautiful Disaster by 311. Martha says, Aretha, whether it's Chain of Fools or Think or Respect or Say a Little Prayer. Natalie says, two Earth, Wind, and Fire songs make me happy, September and Imagination. September is a great song. Actually, you know, I mean, we, you know, Fly Jam Friday, we very rarely go have a Fly Jams Friday without an Earth, Wind, and Fire song in there. Isn't that true, DJ Shagrush? Earth, Wind, and Fire, one of the most played artists on Fly Jam
Friday? I would say so, yeah.
Larry says, Josh Robert Thompson on Periscope right now. That makes me happy. I follow Josh Robert Thompson on Periscope. You familiar with the Periscope, Esmeralda?
Yeah, it's a live thing, right?
Yeah, it's like Twitter, but you actually just, you broadcast live.
Right.
Like, I've got it. I don't know why I downloaded it, because I'm never going to do it, because I don't like to photograph my face, because I think selfies are moronic, and pictures are, I don't do it.
Right.
But
to watch, though, does it tell you, like, hey, so-and-so's yeah. on right now?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It gives you a little thing. It's like, the only person that I'm actually following on Periscope, no, I'm actually following a couple of people on Periscope, but Josh Robert Thompson does, like, eight a day.
Oh, wow.
For those of you who don't know who Josh Robert Thompson is, Josh Robert Thompson, brilliant comedian, incredible artist, great writer, and an incredible impressionist who happened to also be the voice and the operator of Jeffrey Peterson, the gay skeleton robot sidekick of Craig Ferguson. Been on the show a few times. I mean, he's great. Let's see. Steve from Oak Brook says, Back to the Island by Leon Russell makes me and my wife very happy. It takes us back to our carefree cruise ship days. You ever been on a cruise?
No.
Dan, you ever do the cruise?
You know, it's funny. Good friends of ours are actually getting ready to go to the airport right now a cruise. Yeah.
Where are they going?
They are going to Florida, and then it's like a Caribbean cruise. So they'll hit Jamaica and, you know.
It's their first time cruise?
No, this is their, like, third or fourth time, but the first time with their two-year-old daughter. So they're interested to see how that's going to turn out.
Oh, boy. They got nowhere to go, man. You know, and a two-year-old goes a little loopy. They got nowhere to go. Esmeralda, have you ever watched Shipmates?
No.
Do you know what Shipmates is?
No. What is it?
Do yourself a favor. Look it up on the YouTubes.
Great.
Shipmates.
Okay.
A terrible, terrible early 2000 dating show.
Oh.
Okay. And the deal was that these two people would meet and they would have three dates over the course of 3 days. They got nowhere to go. They're on a cruise.
So aside from the dates, would they see each other?
They would see each other on the dates, yeah.
No, but
what do you mean?
In between.
If they hated each other, they wouldn't, but they would have to do these three dates as part of the thing.
No, but I mean, you know, like after the date is over, we have to go to dinner.
Oh, you mean after the cruise is over, or
no? So I mean, your dates end. I'm assuming
not necessarily
they have a time period where they end.
Yeah, not necessarily.
No?
There are a lot of people going off to their cabins,
right,
and getting busy. So
I just wonder if there was a lot of avoiding if they didn't like them.
Yeah, yeah. So there were people who would blow. There were dates who would blow each other off and stuff.
It's like, the reason I bring this up.
It's a terrible show, but the reason I bring it up, it used to be on, like, After Blind Date and The Fifth Wheel and all that crap.
See, I like Blind Date.
Roger Hodge was that guy's name, the host. But the reason I bring up Shipmates is because I watched every episode of it, and the reason why, Chris Hardwick was the host.
Oh, nice.
And Hardwick was hilarious on that show. Was hilarious. He hosted it with the most disdain I've ever seen anybody host a show. Like, he knew it was terrible, and there were times, like, he hated it. There were times when he'd look directly in the camera and just go, why are you watching this?
Well, you know, he's probably all dated out.
Well, he was, he was on Singled Out.
Yeah.
But he said, when Chris Hardwick was on with Bill and Wendy, I sent Bill. I said, Bill, you got to ask. I said, you have to ask Hardwick about Shipmates. I love Chris Hardwick. I watch At Midnight every night. Right. I love Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great. But so I said, you got to ask him. And he said, yeah, he was drinking at the time because he quit drinking. And he was, at the time, he was a souse. He was drinking all the time. And they apparently just backed a truck full of money up. And he said, yeah, I'll do it if I can host it the way I want to host it, because this looks like it's a piece of crap show. And they said, say whatever you want to say here.
Nice.
So he did. I think he did two seasons of it. I'm telling you, you know, that it was a horrible show, but it was entertaining in that it was so bad. It was a bad dating show. Mm-hmm. But him being the host put it right over the top, the way he hosted that show. If you can find it on you, it's on YouTube. You can see it. Just Google
I'll look
Shipmates
it up.
Chris Hardwick on YouTube and watch the way he hosted the show. He would look directly in the camera and go, I don't even know why I'm doing this. It was hysterical.
They paid me a lot of money.
Because they paid him a lot of money and I'm drinking. That's exactly why he did it. We took the holiday. Yeah. Cool. My future ex-wife. Yeah. All right. And we were talking about things that make you happy, and we were talking about songs that make you happy. At a time like this, when a lot of people are really sad, and when you turn on the TV and you watch the news, or you open a newspaper, or you go online, you just want to crawl under the covers and just stay there. And make it all go away. So we were talking about things that make you happy, what makes you happy, and we were covering a lot of music, and we've got a ton of texts here and some really nice comments about my show. Thank you very much for that. Rachel says, the song that George Michaels did with Michael Dion Estes, Heaven Help Me, is a great song. Oh, man, that's a great song. I totally forgot about that song. That song rules. Heaven Help Me by George Michael and Dion Estes. God, I haven't heard that song in years. I gotta listen to that one. It's been such a long time since I heard that song. Great song. 847 area code says, I love to listen to Loverboy. John in Iowa says, I play with my dog Murphy. That makes me happy. 708 area code says, driving up to my house at night and seeing thousands and thousands of Christmas lights makes me happy. What else makes you happy? 312 area code says, I play with my cats to make me happy. You know, pets go a long way in doing that, man. You know, some really horrible stuff happens in the world. You can always rely on your pets. 847 area code says, I just get on my snowmobile and ride. Not when it's 54 degrees outside, though. That's going to be a little tough. And then finally, whenever I hear Ventura Highway by America, my spirits soar. Brings me back to the summer of 73 when I was living in Eugene, Oregon, and I was young and single and free-spirited. And there you go. All right, well, do whatever you have to do to make yourself happy, because it's a pretty depressing world right now, but make yourself happy. Do whatever it takes, all right? As long as it's safe and it makes you happy, okay? All right.